Turn in your Bibles this morning to the book of John, chapter 21. The Gospel according to St. John, chapter 21. I want to read one verse for our text this morning and listen carefully to what the Bible teaches us in this great verse of Scripture. John chapter 21 and verse number 12. Jesus saith unto them, Come and dine. And none of the disciples durst ask him, Who art thou? Knowing that it was the Lord. Father, we thank you today that we have this opportunity to come and preach your word, that we have this opportunity to present the gospel of the Son of God. We ask you today, dear Lord, that you might take this message today and magnify and glorify him who loved us and gave himself for us. We ask you might have free reign in each heart and each life here. The Holy Spirit might bring conviction into our souls and into our hearts today. And for all that you do this morning, we want Jesus Christ, our Redeemer and our life, to have all the honor, the praise, and the glory. For it's in his name that we pray. Amen. A little girl on an occasion was left out of an invitation for a birthday party in the park. And she was all down in the dumps and upset about it. And on the day of the birthday party, her mother received a phone call from the mother of the child that was having the birthday and said, I found the invitation for your daughter. Somehow it didn't get to her, but she is invited to the birthday party. So the mother was very excited, and she went into the room where her daughter was and said, You're invited to the birthday picnic. Said, the mother just called me and said they lost your invitation, but you should be, you come. And the little girl looked at her and said, It's too late. She said, Well, what you mean it's too late? The party's not until 2 o'clock. She said, Well, I've already prayed for rain. You know, there's something about being invited, isn't there, this morning? Sometimes it makes us feel special because somebody thinks enough of us to invite us to some kind of event or something else that's taking place. And as you think about that this morning, that's what the word come literally means. It means an invitation today. We find it in our text this morning, it's an invitation of the Lord himself. He here invites his disciples to come and dine. Now this is after his resurrection, and he's appearing to his disciples here, the Bible says, for the third time. And as he appears here, they have gone fishing. Now, when the Bible says the disciples went fishing, it wasn't that they went for a time of rest and relaxation. It wasn't this morning that they were just fishing to try to relieve the stress of daily lives. But these were fishermen. This was their way of life. This is what they had done before they met Jesus. And so they had decided that Jesus was dead, that he was gone. And so they would go back to their old way of life. The Bible says that they'd fished, and as they had fished, the Bible says that they had caught nothing. But suddenly Jesus, of course, talks to them, and they come to the immediate conclusion that here it is, the Lord. There's a lot of things in this particular passage of Scripture today that we could look at. I've always wondered myself in verse number 11, where the Bible here talks about when they brought the net to land. And he said, And Simon Peter went up and drew the net to land full of great fishes, 153. I've often wondered why the Lord wanted us to know there was 153 fish in that net. I have no idea. I cannot tell you why. But I've pondered that through the years, 153. But the thing that I want you to look at today is that here we find that Jesus gives an invitation to these disciples. And as you look at this morning, and as you think about the invitations of Jesus that are found throughout the Word of God this morning, we find this morning that it's always a great invitation. It's a great invitation. You know, sometimes we're invited to some specific event that seems to be of great magnitude. Several years ago, when Cliff Finch was elected governor of the state of Mississippi, Dessie's daddy was invited to the inaugural ball, to go down to Jackson. And boy, he was all excited, bought a new suit, and Miss Mary Lee bought a new dress, and boy, they had them a time going down to Jackson to the inaugural. But you know, we're invited to something much greater today. Here we find that the invitation is great because it's Jesus who's doing the inviting. And he invites this morning, and he speaks here to these disciples. And as we'll look through Scripture for just a moment this morning, it's always a great invitation because it's an invitation of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. It's a gracious invitation. When Jesus invites, there's no strings attached. This particular passage of Scripture, we find that when the Bible says they came to shore, they found that Jesus had a meal prepared for them. Come and dine. You know, sometimes people invite you and there are strings attached. Remember, a few years ago I was invited to come to this particular restaurant and partake of a meal. And so I thought, well, I like free meals. I don't know about you. And so Desi and I went to this particular place, and we got there, and they sat down, and we ordered a meal. And then immediately it became apparent of why they had invited us. They wanted to sell us something. The first thing they wanted was directions to your home. They give you a little piece of paper, and that's what they wanted you to write down. So I thought, well, now I'm going to take advantage of this. So I started at the Lyric Theater in Tupelo, Mississippi, and we wound down through Starkville, Eupora, back up a trace. I probably had them drive 600 miles before they got back to Smithville. They never did bother me. But you know, you go somewhere sometimes, and you're invited, and somebody's got a string attached. There's some reason that they want you there. They want something for themselves. But here Jesus, when he invites, he's not inviting you this morning because he wants something for himself. He's inviting you because he cares and loves you. So it's always a gracious invitation. It's a genuine invitation. It's not some kind of false scam that somebody has worked up to figure out a way to get you out of your home for a few minutes to steal something. It's a genuine invitation today, and as we look today at these things, I want you to think carefully about that. You see, Jesus this morning invites us to salvation. In the Gospel of St. Luke chapter 19 and verse number 12, we find that Jesus, of course, is visiting and a man by the name of Zacchaeus, a tax collector. As little children all know, that he was a wee little man. And the Bible says that as Jesus was passing through that particular place this morning, that Zacchaeus run up a sycamore tree because he wanted to see this one that he had heard about. And in verse number 12 of Luke chapter 19, we find today that as Jesus here is speaking to his disciples, and I'm sorry, it's verse number 5. He said, and when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him, and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste, come down, for today I must abide at thy house. You see, Jesus issues an invitation to sinners. He issues an invitation to those that need him. And we all need him today. Come is what the Lord says to sinners today. It's an invitation this morning to forgiveness. You know, we live in a day and age when people don't like to talk about sin, and they don't like to talk about sinners. And when many times we hear the message of those that are preaching the gospel, they mention nothing about forgiveness. They mention nothing about sin. And they try to make the Bible relevant for today. Well, the Bible is relevant for today. But I want you to listen very carefully today. You see, this morning, if we were not sinners, if we did not need forgiveness, if we did not need to have our sins forgiven this morning, Jesus Christ would not have had to come and die on the cross of Calvary. We could have been motivated. We could have been taught a lot of different things today without the cross. But the reason that Jesus came, he said, I came to seek and to save that which was lost. And he says to sinners, come unto me. He says to sinners, as he did to Zacchaeus, come down. Here I am, I'm inviting you to find forgiveness of your sins. I'm inviting you to find this morning redemption for your life. I'm inviting you this morning to have eternal life. As I said a moment ago, it excites me when I see Morgan run down with her money for her birthday. Well, that's it. And I was sitting there and I thought, you know, she's excited about having three. We ought to be excited about having as many as we've had. Thank God I got to see one another one. Amen? But you know, even if I don't, Jesus one day invited me to eternal life. And he that believeth in me, Jesus said, shall never die. I'm glad this morning that one day Jesus says to me, come. You can find forgiveness of your sins, redemption for your life. You can find eternal life in me. You can walk upon a street of gold. You can abide in my Father's house. You can come today to me. That's what Jesus says to a world this morning. He doesn't say, come and find perfect health. He doesn't come and say, come and find great wealth. He doesn't come and say, come and all your troubles and all your problems will be gone. He doesn't say, come and you'll never have any more sorrow or any more grief. He simply says, come and you'll find forgiveness, redemption, eternal life, and an eternal home in heaven this morning. That's what Jesus' words and invitation to a lost world is today. In Isaiah chapter 1 and verse number 18, the Bible says, the Lord says, come and let us reason together. Several years ago, I heard Dr. W.A. Criswell, the longtime pastor of the First Baptist Church in Dallas, Texas, preach. And as he was preaching in the Alabama Evangelism Conference, and he told about in the early days, some of the days of his ministry when he was at First Baptist Church. And he said one Sunday after he'd finished preaching that as he went back to his office for a moment, that one of the members came, or one of the staff members came and said to him, Dr. Criswell, there's a lady on the phone who wants to talk to you. And he said, I'm tired. Would you get one of the associate pastors? She said, she's insistent she's got to talk to you. And he said, I got the phone and I answered it and said, a lady said, are you the preacher that preaches on the radio? And he said, yes, ma'am, that's me. And she said, would you come and see my sister? He said, when? He said, she's dying. I don't know if she's going to last through the day. But she's been listening to you and she wants to talk to you. W.A. Criswell said that he took the call and wrote down the address and he got someone to drive him, and he said he went down into the very worst section of Dallas, Texas. And he finally found the apartment building, and he went in, and then he knocked on the door, and a lady came and said, are you the preacher? And he said, yes, ma'am. And she said, my sister's in the back room dying. And then he went in the back room, and here was laid this lady, and said she was just barely able to move. And he said, ma'am, I'm Dr. Criswell. Can I help you? And she said, I've been listening to you on the radio for the last 3 weeks. And you talked about being saved. You talked about having your sins forgiven. She said, I've been a prostitute, a drug addict, an alcoholic. I've committed all kinds of sin. I want to know, can I be forgiven? Dr. Criswell said, I can tell you by the grace of God and through the blood of Jesus Christ, you can be washed as white as snow. He said, she prayed and asked Jesus Christ to forgive her and come into her life. You see, this morning, it doesn't matter who you are. That's the invitation of the Lord. Come. Come, let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, they can be as white as snow. This morning, I'm glad that we can come to Jesus. See, he'll make you a new creature. The Bible says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature, for old things are passed away and all things are become new. I don't know about you, but through the years, there have been times that I've owned things that I just say were pieces of junk. I remember I used to have several old chainsaws. You'd try to crank one of them up, and you'd work, and you'd pull yourself to death, and you're sweating, and as a little boy said, you nearly learn some bad words when you're trying to crank a chainsaw that won't crank. And one day I finally said, if I'm going to cut wood, I'm going to get me a chainsaw. And I went and bought me a brand new steel chainsaw. Pulled that thing one time, she'd crank up, and I thought, hallelujah. Brand new. I'm glad one day the Lord took a piece of junk and made me brand new. Amen. That's what he says, come, I'll make you a new creature. I'll change your life completely. So the Lord says, come this morning to salvation. But then you know when you become a child of God, he calls us to something else. He calls us this morning to service. Mark chapter 1, Jesus is speaking here to some of his first disciples. And in Mark chapter 1 and verse number 17, and Jesus said unto them, come ye after me, and I will make you to become fishers of men. You see, Jesus calls us to follow him. I'm glad this morning that we're to follow Jesus. I'm glad he is our shepherd today. You see, we are to follow him. We're to go where he goes. Sometimes we want to lead, but Jesus really wants us to be followers today. He told these disciples, he said, I'll make you fishers of men. These men were sons of Zebedee. They were fishermen. They made their life by fishing today. And you see, Jesus here is calling them to a life of servitude. He's saying, hey, you need to leave your old life behind. You need to leave your old friends. And even at times as they had to leave their family and leave their father Zebedee and follow him today. You see, we need to follow Jesus this morning. That's what he invites all of us to do. I was saying a few years ago, what would Jesus do? But why don't we just follow him and find out what he would do? You read his story throughout the Word of God, but if you'll read the four Gospels, you'll find what Jesus did, and that's, we're to follow that example today. We're not saved by following that example, but we're to follow that example. We're to walk in his steps this morning. He tells us a lot of things we're to follow him in. We're to bless and pray for our enemies. Sometimes that's hard to do, isn't it, today? We look around and see all of those that are opposing God, and we look at those who are opposing and against all things decent. We say, how can we pray for them? We simply look to the cross, and we see that when Jesus was upon the cross, he said, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. Jesus tells us to always put God first in our life and make him our priority. He tells us to go into the world and tell the story of Jesus. He tells us this morning that we're to worship and praise the Lord. He tells us today that we're to do good unto all men as we have opportunity. See, we're to follow Jesus and become a servant of the Lord today. We're to become a sheep of his pasture. Look around our world today, and I see all the things that are wrong, but sometimes I wonder if we simply followed Jesus, would our world be better? You see, Jesus inviting you, and he invites me as he did the sons of Zebedee to become fishers of men, to become this morning followers of himself, to become disciples and learners of Jesus today. Are we following in the steps of the Lord today? Are we following this morning and doing what Jesus would have us to do? That's what he invites you to do. Come. Come, he says. Come after me. You have to sometimes leave all these other things off and leave all these other things behind if you really want to follow Jesus today. Then he calls us this morning, and there's the come of serenity. I'm sure this morning that this was a very familiar one to you, but it's in Matthew chapter number 11. And here Jesus calls us this morning, and he says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Come unto me all. I like that word all, don't you? I'm glad that that means all. Come unto me, all that are labor and heavy laden. Just come unto me, all you that with your burdens. Let me ask you a question. What are you burdened about this morning? What are you laden down with today? You see, sometimes I get burdened and I get laden down, and I'm sure all of us do this morning. And there are things that goes on in our lives that maybe nobody else knows about. And we get so burdened and we get so heavy laden. Are you like that today? What's burdening you this morning? What's kindly laden you down today? You know what you have to do? Jesus says, come unto me, and I'll give you rest. I'm glad we can find rest for our souls. We can find rest for our bodies. We can find rest this morning in the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, I remember when we used to sometime have to go on a forced march and is all laden down with a pack of equipment. You had your rifle and your trenching tool and canteen and all your eating implements and a poncho and this ammunition, all the things that you could think of today, and you're marching and you're just walking and walking and you're getting so tired, and you know, you don't think you can make another step, and finally you get to a certain place and all at once there's a bunch of trucks and they say, all right, get on the truck, we're going back. Hallelujah. Trip back was a whole lot easier than it was going. You know why? Because we got to rest. We took our burdens and put on that truck. You know what we need to do sometimes, folks? Jesus says, come unto me, all of you that are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. We need to come to Jesus. He says, casting all your cares upon him, because he careth for you. That's what we need to do today. We need to come to Jesus today and let him take our burdens today. Sometimes we have personal problems, and sometimes there are family problems. Sometimes we have troubles and trials in our lives. We have sorrows and grief. And the only thing I can tell you today is to give it to Jesus, because he'll give you rest for your soul. Then there's the come of sadness. John chapter number 5. This may be some of the saddest verses in the scripture. Listen to what it says. I'll get there in just a moment. In John chapter 5, verse number 40. And you will not come to me that you might have life. And you will not come to me that you might have life. I guess one of the most perplexing things of being a Christian, of being a preacher and a pastor, is to know that people have a need of forgiveness in their life. They have a need of the Lord. And they say no. They say no. And I say, how in the world can you refuse the invitation of Jesus Christ to forgiveness, redemption, eternal life, and a home in heaven? How can you refuse that? But in Jesus' day, that's what they were doing. Jesus said, you won't come. It's not that you can't. It's not that you were predestined not to. It's not this morning that you didn't have enough money. It's simply that you will not come. How many people refuse the invitation of the gospel of the Son of God and die and go into eternity without the Lord? Because they simply refuse his invitation. You flip over a couple of pages in John and verse 34, Jesus said, ye shall seek me and shall not find me, and where I am, thither ye cannot come. And one day people's going to say, I want to come, and Jesus is going to say no. You say, how do you know that? Well, he revealed that in Luke chapter 15 when they pulled back the curtain of eternity And he showed the rich man in hell, tormented in the flame. But he couldn't get out. People are going to want Jesus then, but there's going to be no opportunity. You can't come then. People say, I won't come. And then Jesus says, you can't come. How sad that is today. How awful that is to step into eternity without Jesus Christ when he has invited you to come. And lastly, I mentioned very quickly, the come of sweetness. Revelation chapter number 4, verse number 1, the Bible says, come up hither. Hallelujah. One of these days the Lord's going to say, come up hither. Amen. Thank God today, one day, I'm going to go be with Jesus. Because one day I came to him and found forgiveness of my sins. And one day he's going to say to me, come up hither. I'm going to be like the old country preacher. He said, when you take a pecan, he said, the outside shell is not the nut. He said, you take the nut out and leave the shell. He said, one of these days you're going to go to a funeral home and you can look down that casket and say, the shell's here, but the nut's gone. Hallelujah. But he's gone to a better place because the Lord said, come up hither. This morning, let me ask you a question. What do you need to come to Jesus for this morning? Do you need salvation? Do you need to come follow him? Do you need rest for your soul? Or will you refuse his offer this morning? Jesus says, come. Come and dine. Hallelujah. One of these days we're going to sit down at Jesus' table and dine with him for all of eternity. All right, if you'll stand together with me, Brother Ruth, you and Barbara, come. Heavenly Father, thank you for this time we're together. We ask you to take this very simple message, use it for the honor and glory of him who loved us and gave himself for us. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.